Mark Price doing other things after retiring from basketball. He had a chance to compete against Kobe Bryant. He joins us now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Mark, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
You're welcome, man. Great, always great to talk to you guys.
We appreciate it, Mark. I do want to ask, when a kid's 17 or 18 years old and he has the quote-unquote nerve to come out and try to play in the NBA, you are a true veteran at that point. Do you remember any conversation about, whether it was Kobe or anybody else, believing that you at 17 or 18 years old could come out and compete with us men? Was there an underlying tone like that perhaps at times?
Well, I think, like you said, it wasn't, you know, like it is now when, you know, 25, 19-year-olds come out every year. You know, everybody's kind of used to it. But back then, it was truly more of a veteran-type league. So, yeah, when anybody would come in, and it was very, very few guys at that point in time, you know, everybody kind of said, okay, you know. And, you didn't have as much instant media access like you do now, social media and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, you didn't see things nonstop about it, but there was definitely an undercurrent of, hey, you know, this, you know, what's an 18-year-old? How's an 18-year-old going to survive, you know, in this veteran-type league?
You're in Golden State when Kobe is a rookie, so you had a chance to see him a few times. Do you remember your initial first impressions?
Yeah, I tell people this all the time. The thing that really impressed me about Kobe, obviously he was, you know, a very talented player, but, you know, a lot of times young guys and, you know, you don't really know how much they appreciate the history of the game or really know about the other guys. But I just remember the very first time that we played against Kobe's team, you know, before the game tip off, you know, everybody kind of does the, you know, shaking hands and kind of thing before the game. But I just remember Kobe kind of going up to each and every guy and just kind of out of respect, you know, calling them by name and saying, hey, look, I'm a big fan. You know, I've enjoyed watching you play. And I thought, you know, that was just pretty impressive that a young guy was, you know, deferring and showing respect to guys that had been there and done it. And, you know, even though he, you know, believed in his own game and obviously was a superstar in the making, you know, at a very young age, you know, he had a respect for the history of the game. And I think the guys in the league, you know, really, you know, that kind of brought their eyes up and said, hey, this guy is going to be all right.
I know you would know the competitiveness of Michael Jordan. And while the league was looking for who's the next one going to be, because it is the league, we talked about it, Connie Hawkins to Julius Erving to Michael, you do need guys, and then you need the next generation. Did you think you'd ever hear conversation of a guy being as competitive as Michael, the way that people talked about Kobe, not just yesterday, for years leading up to what that guy's want to win was?
Yeah, I think all the really, really great players, you know, have that competitiveness, and, you know, everybody knows that Michael's was off the charts. And, you know, Kobe had that same kind of DNA. His refusal to be anything less than great, to figure out how to win, his game continued to evolve. He didn't just come in, you know, like a one-trick pony and use his athleticism and things. He grew, he worked on his game. He continued to get better to a point where he could win championships.
Mark Price with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. You come in as a 22-year-old rookie, and we talked about how young Kobe was. Can you wrap your head around that? Because you certainly had your growing pains as a rookie, let alone a kid. And that's what he was, Kobe Bryant, a kid, when he came into the league.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a big jump, you know, from college to the NBA at that time. And like you said, most guys like myself were 22 years old or 23 coming into the league, and so kind of considered fairly mature, and yet it was still a big jump. You know, you're all of a sudden playing against the best players in the world. You're having to, you know, do life, you know, live on your own. You don't have somebody waking you up every day. You don't have curfew. You know, it's like you're on your own. You got to deal with the temptations and the pressures of life, and you know, that's a lot for an 18-year-old, and you know, I was doing it in kind of a low-key town like Cleveland. I mean, he was getting thrust, you know, into the Lakers, you know, and so out in L.A. and all that. So, you know, I can't even imagine the pressures that he faced as a young player.
Hey, Mark, I don't know who the guys might have been, but there we were talking about natural ability and then taking whatever natural ability you have and working on your game. And then ultimately, if you can figure out how to become a winner, how being a champion is the most important thing. Were there a couple of guys that you saw, you said, wow, the ability is off the charts? I'm just not sure if they really understand what this is. I'm not looking for names, but there have been guys who have fallen a little bit by the wayside because they just thought the God-given ability was the thing that was going to push them through.
Well, I think you could go through hundreds and hundreds of names. I mean, any guy that's ever, you know, been drafted or put on a roster at an NBA level has unbelievable ability and talent, or they wouldn't have even gotten that opportunity to start with. And I think it's the ones, you know, the few that are willing to do what it takes, you know, in all areas of life to be successful. And that's the challenge. It's not just growing and getting better with basketball. It's, you know, it's your personal life. It's the people you hang around with, you know, how you what kind of teammate you are, all those kind of things that work together to make somebody be successful at the NBA level. And there's a lot of guys that come through that don't quite get it, and they usually don't stick around very long.
Mark Price is with us talking Kobe Bryant and more as he joins us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. You talked about him playing in Los Angeles, certainly growing pains there, but when did you start to figure out that, hey, this game is going to work for me? When did it slow down for you? Because it slowed down early, it seemed, a couple of years in for Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, like you mentioned, my rookie year was a little up and down for me. I'd had an appendix halfway through the season, and so that kind of, you know, was part of it. But I remember my second year, just having gone through that first year and kind of learned and say, oh, this is what this is about, and this is what I got to do to be a successful player in this league. And I really trained and worked my tail off that next summer and came back and earned the starting spot at Cleveland, and kind of my career took off. So it really took me a year to really kind of get it, understand what it took from a basketball standpoint, physically, even knowing that I came into the league as a good shooter. I remember Lenny Wilkins telling me, you know, in the off season, you know, to try to work on getting my shot off quicker because I was, you know, smaller guard. And I thought I had a pretty quick release already, but, you know, it was just understanding, you know, what had to be done, the work that needed to be done to get to another level.
Mark, the stories of guys once they retire, not being at peace with themselves, there's an itch you can't scratch anymore, not being comfortable in your own skin. I don't know if you'll talk a little bit about, and you said it, you played in Cleveland, and L.A. and Kobe was to another level with the expectations becoming what they were pretty early on in his career. But what's it like to actually not get a standing ovation, as we said earlier, after carpool? Like, your wife really doesn't care at that point. You know, there aren't 18,000 people waiting in your living room to tell you carpool went great today.
Yeah, I think that's always the challenge for former players, particularly if they played a long time. You know, they're used to getting a pat on the back or, you know, people cheering for you, you know, if they're not booing you. You know, so it's like, you know, kind of being in the spotlight thing. And like you said, you're just another dad dropping off in the carpool line and, you know, being able to come to peace with that and to understand that, hey, you know, that window of getting the opportunity of a lifetime playing in the NBA only lasts for so long, and you need to prepare yourself for life after basketball.
And, of course, coaching was in the bloodlines with your dad, and you paid it forward after you were done playing. And I guess, much like Kobe, you saw a bigger picture than just playing basketball. And I think that's the one thing that a lot of people have been, I guess, rallying around, why we're all so depressed about this passing, because Kobe had so much more left to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he's 41 years old. I mean, he had a lot of life left ahead of him. He was a very bright guy. He had plans, you know, things he wanted to do and accomplish, you know, post-basketball. And you know, he was just one of those kind of iconic, you know, figures that everybody looked at. You know, hey, this guy's, you know, the sky's the limit. And so that's, in a lot of ways, I think what's made it so tragic that it was cut short.
Yeah, Mark, you were playing when the Dream Team came about. Could you have ever dreamed how international? Because, again, I think there are certain guys that push the game forward from a business point of view, from a financial point of view. That's sort of the beginning of it. The Olympics made it an international game. And Mike Krzyzewski talked about Kobe playing in 08 and 12 because, listen, it's good for business, but it's also how you push the game forward and grow the game. I hope 22 and 24 and 25-year-old guys who are getting paid what they're getting paid have a reality as to where the NBA was in the late 70s and early 80s compared to where it is now.
Yeah, I agree. And I thought, you know, early on, Kobe, you know, grabbed hold. I think he realized that he was going to be one of those guys that carried the mantle, you know, MJ and all the great ones, Larry Bird's, the Magic Johnsons, the Dr. J's, all the, you know, iconic kind of players through the years. Kind of, they knew they were great players and they played for championships, but they also knew that, you know, to take the game and continue for the game to thrive, that there was like a mantle that needed to be carried. And I think Kobe relished that and took that on.
Mark, unfortunately, you lost your father suddenly. We know how close you were to your father, and now we're dealing with families, various families dealing with this tragedy. Based on your experience, what advice can you give these families?
Just stay close together. You know, there's really nothing you can say, that curbs the hurt and the pain of losing a, you know, family member, a father, you know, for Kobe's kids, a husband for his wife. It's just, you know, there's nothing like dealing through tragedy, but just stay close to families, you know, understand, and, you know, for all of us to understand that, you know, we're not guaranteed, you know, a long life. So, you know, make sure that you let your kids, your family, your wife, everybody close to you know how much you love them. You know, don't take them for granted. And, you know, because you don't know how long you're going to have.
Mark, we thank you for the time. I promise the next time you come on, we'll talk more basketball. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys. It's always good talking to you.
Hey, Mark, good to catch up.
Mark Price joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line, talking about the passing of Kobe Bryant.